I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Share-a-thon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today we get to learn about a unique and really engaging opportunity to serve internationally. And I'm excited to share the story with you. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Joining us today, Mindy Taves, LCMS Lutheran Education Coordinator in Taiwan. Mindy, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
It's so great to be here. I love hanging out with you guys.
And Aaron Alter, Director of Short-Term Missions for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Aaron, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
And also one of the co-hosts of the Lutheran Ladies Lounge.
Hello.
All right, Mindy, we have a unique opportunity coming up. This is something that we got to do last year. That was English Bible Camp. And tell us a little bit more about what happened at English Bible Camp last year and all the learning that happened through that experience.
Well, English Bible Camp is an opportunity for us to share the gospel with local community through our church partners, the China Evangelical Lutheran Church in Taiwan. And we had one camp last year located in Hsinchu, Taiwan. And we had approximately 24 students and five volunteers that joined us from locations all across the United States and one volunteer, a U.S. citizen who was living in Australia. So we had a unique assembled group that helped to lead English lessons that centered around our theme Bible verses for the week. We focused on Jesus's I am statements, and we had an opportunity to play games with them to reinforce that vocabulary. We sang loads of songs. My fellow missionary and sacred music educator, Becky Bartelt, led those opportunities for singing songs. Students learned it was 16 or 18 songs during the week. They knew the words, they knew the actions, and all of those were in English. It was really impressive. Major props to Becky. She did an incredible job. And then we were also with the students during our meals and snacks. The volunteers had opportunity to try all kinds of unique foods to Taiwan. We had a great time of fellowship. It was a wonderful, uplifting experience, and it's unlike anything else.
And it sounds like it was a great opportunity to spend time together for the students to learn English, also learn about Jesus as well through some really engaging songs. What were some of the outcomes about from this event, from the English Bible Camp, that makes you want to do this again this year?
Well, we had an opportunity to share the gospel with local community in Hsinchu. Because our camp runs from about 8:30 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, parents were using this as like a daycare opportunity during the summer break from school. And our students had the opportunity to hang out with us all day. And we have the opportunity to share the gospel with people that have never heard it before. And then on Friday evening, we had a culminating event where parents came to find out what we learned about during the week. And we sang the songs and we talked about the Bible stories. And the parents then had an opportunity to hear about the love of Christ as well. So this was really something that gave us a new inroad into the community. And students that wouldn't normally have been associated with the church now had an opportunity to learn more. So this gave us a chance to talk to people that normally we wouldn't see.
So tell us about the opportunity taking place this year How are you preparing for it? Well, let's start with the dates. What are the dates for this year?
So the dates for this year, we have two camps, and the dates for our volunteers are 10 days each for the duration. So one of those starting July 10 and another one starting on July 24. So we have two locations this year, which we're super excited about. And one of those will be in Hsinchu again, and another will be in Taipei. So those two cities are really not terribly far apart from one another, but it's a totally different experience in each place. The locations for those range also just in a very different kind of worship setting. Hsinchu, the church is actually located on floors 10, 11, and 12 in a building in Hsinchu, a large city, a couple of million people. And then in Taipei, the church location is actually in a basement of a larger building. So we're kind of in a very different environment physically between the two. But both of those, again, will be reaching out to local community. And again, parents and families will be using this as kind of a daycare opportunity for their kids. Gives them an immersive English experience, which is always desirable. It's reasonably priced, so families are happy to participate. And we get to see kids that we don't normally get to see very often. And we'll have a few days of training as we come into the camp and give our volunteers an opportunity to adjust to a pretty serious shift in time zone. So because we're in daylight savings time now for the central time zone, we're only 13 hours ahead of the central time zone in the U.S. And it gives a few days to ease into that severe day is night, night is day kind of experience. And then we'll do some training together. We'll get accustomed to the location and some of the quirks of the location, as well as understanding some of our role, better understanding that and being able to prepare our lessons and get a chance to know the local staff and learn about the church, because we'll have an opportunity to worship on Sunday before the camp begins. The camp will run from Monday through Friday. So a few days of training, and then we go right into the camp. And we'll have a little bit of time for some sightseeing, but most of it is focused on what we'll be doing for the camp.
What would you say was the highlight for students last time at English Bible Camp?
Oh, it's just an opportunity to spend time with each other and play games. There's a lot of runaround games. There's skill games that the kids are playing because we have a full day camp. It's not necessarily a traditional like VBS sort of half day kind of experience. So we do build in some other fun activities, and we have some kind of problem solving games that we do. We do get some rest time, but we also assemble these incredible keepsake quality pop-up books, which our church partner, the China Evangelical Lutheran Church, they have an education person similar to my role for the Asia region. Her name is Cynthia Han, and she develops these from scratch. And she's amazing, and she teaches us, the volunteers, how to assemble these incredible, and when I say keepsake, I'm really not kidding, quality pop-up books that tell the entire Bible story from every day. And so that's our craft activity. So we do spend a good deal of time learning how to assemble those, and then we're there to help and support as the kids are working on putting those together. So we do have some unusual, unique kind of aspects to the camp that, you know, we wouldn't normally see at just a vacation Bible school in the U.S. So we have a little more time so we can invest in those things.
What would you say were the highlights for the volunteers who served last time at English Bible Camp Asia?
Experiencing an entirely different culture and how to share Christ within that culture. It's all the new foods and the new sights and the sounds and the smells. It's a lot of sensory information. It can be overwhelming at certain points, but it's a huge highlight. You can hear about a culture, you can taste the foods in a different location, but once you're there and experiencing that, and then being able to see that kids are kids. It's across the board. There are so many things we have in common, just as human beings, and being able to interact with them and understand this maybe isn't as intimidating as it appears, and getting to a comfort level within a new culture and being able to talk to the people. It's amazing.
Aaron, what would you say some of the feedback you received from past volunteers from last year's English Bible Camp? Any feedback from them?
You know, one of the things that I often hear from volunteers, they talk about the experience they have also during Sunday worship and the chance that they have to worship together with Lutheran brothers and sisters in a completely different context. They often talk about how interesting it is, the differences, but also how striking some of the similarities are, and like the familiarity. Like you can tell when it's the Lord's Prayer because the rhythm is there and it's at the right point in the service, and you're like, I don't understand a single word that's being said, but I can tell this is the Lord's Prayer. It's a really neat part of being able to worship in another context like that. And I think a lot of people talk about how much they treasure that aspect as well.
What a unique opportunity to serve in another context, but also to worship and to learn and grow in that as well. Aaron, tell us more about the opportunity. How can we learn more about serving at English Bible Camp in Asia this year?
Yeah, so we always keep our opportunities. All the current opportunities are always posted on servenow.lcms.org. And that is where you can find all of the different ways that you could get involved. This one is on there, English Bible Camps Taiwan. We have the dates on there, as well as we always include an estimate for cost, because that's a practical detail that, you know, people, that's a key thing, is if you are thinking about going on a trip, you need to be able to know, can I afford this year, or do I need to plan for this for next year? So we always include an estimate on the cost, and as well as a description of, you know, what you'll be doing, and all of that is listed out there on servenow.lcms.org.
Very good. servenow.lcms.org. You can find more information about serving an English Bible Camp Asia this year. Outstanding opportunity. And you get to hang with Mitty Taves as well, and many other wonderful LCMS missionaries and volunteers serving in Asia. Thank you so much to both of you for spending this time with me and sharing about this great opportunity. Mitty Taves, LCMS Lutheran Education Coordinator in Taiwan, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
And Aaron Alter, Director of Short-Term Missions for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Office of International Mission. Aaron, thanks so much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason: to use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.